Welcome to Stories of Runeterra. My name is Guy Black, or Ravenhood, on the interwebs, and I'm just a humble storyteller here to draw you into the vast world of Runeterra by Riot Games. The Riot Games community has crafted an incredible universe, filled with, all manner of things, and because it's on the internet, it has to have a troll of some sort. And each week, we jump into the Riot Games universe and narrate something from the world of Runeterra off of the Riot Games universe site. Think of this as an audiobook personal project by yours truly of League stories and lore. This week's story, if you haven't already figured it out, is Trundle, the Troll King, and another fan request. And now for my terrible impression.
Outsmart anyone you can't beat. Beat anyone you can't outsmart.
Trundle is a hulking and devious troll with a particularly vicious streak, and there's nothing he cannot bludgeon into submission, not even the Freljord itself. Fiercely territorial, he chases down anyone foolish enough to enter into his domain. Then, his massive club of true ice at the ready, he chills his enemies to the bone and impales them with jagged frozen pillars, laughing as they bleed out onto the tundra.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, as always, for tuning in to Stories of Runeterra. I have a moment, if I could borrow it for a second for you guys. It won't take too long before we jump into the story.
It better not. This is my story, and I don't want you to talk too much, feeble human. Hurry up.
Jeez. All right, calm down. Anyway, as I was saying before I got bashed in over the head by Bone Shiver, thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to let you guys know my last double feature for the summer is coming up next week. I think I have Yone and Yasuo in mind. Let me know what other pairs you would like to see presented together. I've got a couple as I've been looking through the lore, like Kha'Zix and Rengar and a few others, but let me know who you would want. Stories of Runeterra podcast@gmail.com or Ravenhood on Instagram. Those are the best places to contact me. And then my other thing is I really like live play RPGs like Critical Role or Dimension 20, Dungeons and Daddies, all of those types of things. And I really want to try my hand at that. I run games already, and I have been for like 6 or 7 years, but I would love to do it in Runeterra. So I have a thing I'm working on called Stories in Runeterra, where a couple of my buddies and I...
You didn't invite me? Rude. I should bash you over the head now.
Gosh, shut up. I thought you were like conquering Runeterra or something, Trundle. I'm going to finish up, and then we'll get on to your story.
Okay.
Jeez, so rude. Anyway, but I have a couple friends that are going to be in a live play that I'm going to post up for you guys to listen to. If that's something you would be interested in, I don't know, being a part of, no promises yet, but I want to see what that might look like, get some feedback. If it's something you would be interested in doing or having access to the materials I used to make the game, let me know. Again, thanks again. Give me all this feedback. I really appreciate it. Ravenhood on Instagram or Stories of Runeterra podcast@gmail.com. Thanks again so much for listening. And now we'll get on to your story. Oh, sorry. One last note. I'm at my parents' house, so there's not going to be as much like post-editing on this. Anyway, thanks. Shut up. As a short note on the story, Trundle doesn't have a story specifically associated with his bio page and universe, so I'll be reading his biography, which is rather long, and that's going to act as our story. So it's a bit shorter this week, but like I said, full weekend, and we have a double feature coming up next week. Trolls are, for the most part, hulking and brutish creatures, found in many of Runeterra's least hospitable environments. Though not invulnerable, they are blessed with a hardy constitution and the ability to heal more quickly than other mortal races, especially the feeble humans. This means they can endure extremes of climate and scarce resources merely by out-surviving their rivals. And this is most likely the reason some of the largest known tribes still call the mountains of the Freljord home. Trundle was whelped in a filthy cave, along with a brood of 15 brothers and sisters. Times were particularly hard, so that only 7 of them grew strong enough to join the ranks of their chieftain's warband, and only 3 remained after their first winter of raiding. As the warband feasted, the chieftain spoke of his intention to circle back and raid the same lands again. All would fear them. It would get easier every time. Frowning, Trundle stood up and said this plan was no good. The people they had crushed had nothing left for the tribe to take. They should return next winter when the granaries were full again and the livestock grown big enough to make more than a single mouthful. Many of the other trolls did not like this at all. They ground their teeth and thumped the sides of their heads, trying to comprehend what Trundle was suggesting. Was he a coward? Had the cold gotten into his brain and turned it to slush? The chieftain beat Trundle with a rock and threw him away down the mountainside. Fools had no place in his warband. Trundle wandered far, for he knew he would not be welcome anywhere nearby. He avoided other troll tribes scattered across the tundra and was careful to keep his distance from the feral yetis that roamed the highlands. By night, he gazed up at the stars and remembered all the stories he had been told as a pup. Legends of Grubgrak the Wise and other ancient troll kings who followed the old gods and were gifted powerful weapons as symbols as their rights to rule the world. Eventually, Trundle came to a great crack in the ground. While he was glad to be out of the wind, he soon found himself lost in a maze of twisted howling canyons that seemed to sink deeper beneath the Freljord than the mountains rose above it. And at the very bottom of that abyss, he met the Ice Witch. She waited for him on a shimmering, frozen lake, surrounded by little human warriors skinned in furs and metal. Trundle was not daunted by any of this, but the Ice Witch wanted to know how he had found his way here, into the very heart of her domain, and how he was able to walk upon her lake. Trundle looked down. The ice beneath his feet was darker than the night sky, far overhead. It made his brain want to squirm around inside his skull. The Ice Witch told him he was special, something called Iceborn, which meant he should stay here with her. But Trundle did not want this, and told her how he had been cast out by the chieftain, and that he wanted to find a great weapon and become a troll king like Grubgrak and all the others. To his surprise, the Ice Witch agreed, and handed him a mighty club of ice called Bone Shiver. With this, he could become king of all trolls and form a great alliance with her human tribe. He eagerly agreed and began the long journey home. When Trundle arrived, the chieftain laughed in his face until Trundle bashed him over the head with Bone Shiver. In an instant, the old troll was frozen solid by the icy club's magic, and a second blow shattered his body into tiny pieces. Awed by Trundle's newfound strength, the rest of the warband listened to his tale of the Ice Witch and the alliance she had promised. Trundle was smart. Trundle had been chosen to wield great power. Trundle would be their king. And with Trundle leading the charge, the time of the trolls is surely coming.
Yeah! Now, are you ready for my story?
Well, clearly someone wasn't listening. No, You don't have a story. We haven't written much for you. But I'll tell you what, if there was a Runeterra tabletop war game, your set would be a really cool, like, faction in that game. Not like I've thought about that kind of stuff. Anyway, to all of you who...
What? That's all for me? This is absolutely stupid.
I'm sorry.
I'm the tool king.
You are.
I have so much that I'm able to do.
You can do
this
so much.
This is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bash
I'm sorry.
Him. Whoever didn't do that.
You're going to bash
gonna
him in?
Their head in
smash their head
and
impale him. Okay. Chill out. All right. Sorry about that. When he doesn't get his lunch, he gets a little cranky. Anyway, thanks for giving me the feedback like I asked before earlier, and I'll catch you on the flip side.